This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It looks like this sensitive issue could be going to the Supreme Court.
A federal appeals court is preserving access to an abortion drug, but under tighter rules. Mifepristone was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than 20 years ago, and it's used in combination with a second drug to terminate pregnancies. But a Texas judge ruled recently to completely block the FDA's approval of the drug. Just before midnight Wednesday, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled the drug could be dispensed, but only to the 7th week of pregnancy instead of 10, and not through the mail. The decision could still be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump is expected in New York today at the State Attorney General's offices for his second deposition in a legal battle over his company's business practices. President Biden reportedly will announce expanded health care access for immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. The AP's Jennifer King.
The Biden administration wants to expand Medicaid and affordable health care eligibility to immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. People familiar with the matter tell the Associated Press the White House is acting to allow those covered by the 2012 Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, to access government-funded health insurance programs. That would allow over 500,000 so-called Dreamers to access Medicaid or Affordable Care Act insurance exchanges.
There's widespread flooding in parts of South Florida after heavy rainfall, and even more rain still in the forecast for battered Fort Lauderdale. Air, rail, and road travel all affected by the rain. Just in this morning, wholesale prices fell last month, a sign that inflationary pressures in the economy are easing, more than a year after the Fed began aggressively raising interest rates. This is AP News. Now to France.
French unions are staging nationwide protests the day before a top constitutional body will rule on President Emmanuel Macron's unpopular pension reform plan. Workers gather in Paris to continue their protests against President Macron's plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. If France's Constitutional Council greenlights the reform, the bill will go through within weeks, and workers will have to wait an extra 2 years to retire for their pension. France's Constitutional Council is a body which makes sure a law is in line with the country's constitution prior to enactment. Opponents have challenged the government's choice to include the pension plan in a budget bill. They hope the council will reject the bill on the basis that it should have been a regular bill. However, experts believe this is unlikely, as there's nothing ruling it out in the constitution. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.